better, the tighter the sweater, the bars depend on us. We must increase our bust. The bigger the better, the tighter the sweater, the bars depend on us.
We must increase our bust. The bigger the better, the tighter the sweater, the boys depend on us.
We must increase our bust. The bigger the better, the tighter the sweater, the boys depend on us. We must increase our bust.
Wow, that song pretty much has everything. Bean shaking, a quote from a Judy Blume book, talking about lies. That's pretty great. That was called Hut/Bean Song. Pretty awesome. Got three more songs from them coming up. Did want to share some more news articles. If you're not depressed enough yet, just you wait. Can I dare you to be more depressed? I don't want anyone to be. I mean, you know, feel how you feel. It's not a judgment. It's more just a... it's a natural reaction to how things are. Did want to share just a link to an article from SFGate, the Bay Area town that drove out its Chinese residents for nearly 100 years. And that's by Katie Dowd, and it came out on April 7th. And this is talking about Antioch. In the 1800s, Antioch's Chinatown consisted of homes and stores on both sides of 1st and 2nd Streets from Q to I Streets, as highlighted on red in the map, and they have a map above in this article. Before the white residents of Antioch burned down Chinatown in 1876, they banned Chinese people from walking the city streets after sunset. In order to get from their jobs to their homes each evening, the Chinese residents built a series of tunnels connecting the business district to where I Street meet the waterfront. There, a small Chinatown and a cluster of houseboats made up the immigrant settlement. If they ever felt safe there, it was fleeting. Above the tunnels and outside their doors, the threat of violence was simmering. The citizens of Antioch have been endeavoring to rid themselves of the Chinese for some time, said the Sacramento Bee. The Sacramento Bee wrote in the spring of 1876. And they have a photo here, and the caption says, "When the Palace Hotel was demolished in 1926, workers discovered secret tunnels underground used by Chinese residents to commute after sunset, according to an 1851 or 61? Let's see. Let me just make sure I'm sharing the correct year. 1851. Okay. 51 statute, Chinese residents were not allowed to be on the street after dark. For came April 29th, 1876. According to newspaper reports, a doctor in Antioch made public the knowledge that a handful of young men he treated showed signs of venereal disease. The doctor pointed the finger at Chinese sex workers. He knew what he was doing. Outrage ripped through the town. A mob quickly formed. Where have we heard about this before in U.S. history? Some urged murdering the women, but better counsels prevailed. In quotation marks, a Wire report recounted. Instead, the swarm of four dozen angry white men went door to door in Chinatown, telling the occupants they had until 3 p.m. to leave town. no exceptions. Young, old, men, women, healthy, and deathly ill had just hours to pack up and depart. It must have been an eerie night. A crowd of frightened Chinese immigrants, their belongings knotted up into kerchiefs, standing silently in line at the dock, awaiting ferries to San Francisco and Stockton. The lightning of Caucasian wrath upon Mongolia has struck, the Mercury News wrote, but the spark it ignited had only just started to burn. In the decades following the Gold Rush, no immigrant group was as loathed as the Chinese. That hatred became endemic to California, planted and nourished by politicians, city leaders, and the media. Their xenophobic talking points will sound familiar today. Outrage over quote-unquote low-skill laborers taking jobs from white people, complaints that Chinese people failed to integrate into American society, while simultaneously barring them from schools, social gathering places, and even public streets, and accusations of quote-unquote an invasion. Anti-Chinese sentiment is... ugh.
Oh, sorry.
Jesus.
I really didn't hear you.
Can you put on a mask?
And...
yeah. Oh, god damn. Ugh. Jesus. Yeah. Can you put on a mask and get out of here, please? Can you please get out of here? Can you put on your fucking mask? Jesus fucking Christ. That's why I like doing the show on my own. All right. So I'm not going to read what the Los Angeles Herald was sharing, their nonsense. And you know what? I'm going to take a fucking break. I'm going to play some music, and I'm probably just going to get the fuck out of here because I'm just not up for this right now. And here's some more music.
Thank you.
nation. Seeing a black dove lying in the snow, blood like red poppies, a bloody glyph that starts to grow.
Day, quiet light over the river. This car careened around the corner and burst into flames.
No one really knows just where you've been. It's like a visitation. A man dressed in red and white, through a dark tunnel in the middle of broad daylight.
I'll be posting all the links of the articles I read today on the website, wikirap.org. Clearly just pretty, feeling pretty intense about the things we're talking about today. Just covering more awful history. So that's kind of where my head's at right now. So please check out wikirap.org.
Second Street now, Nifty, looking for a friend of ours. All of a sudden, there's this bright flash in the sky. People in uniforms, things of steel. Didn't really understand what's happening.
No one really knows just where you've been. It's like a visitation.
Traces of blue in the sky, and far over the edges of the tenements, and if I look down the street, this angle, it looks like something out of a Chirica. There's these white clouds that are so faint, so gray. This strong moon across the street. Attention. getting it out in the park, and it's just another anonymous joke. Sleep and waking up, making love again.
Hey there, welcome back. I've taken a few breaths. I do want to finish reading this article because I think it's super important. And so again, this is from the SF Gate about the history of Antioch, California. I am not quoting the Los Angeles Herald because they had some fucking nonsense. By the 1870s, California had moved from local ordinances like Antioch's street ban to creating entire anti-Chinese political parties. San Franciscan Dennis Kearney, himself an immigrant from Ireland, formed the Working Men's Party of California. Its stated goal was to eradicate Chinese workers, and its infamous slogan was, "The Chinese must go." The state constitution, ratified in 1879, had only one article that addressed a racial or ethnic group. Entitled Chinese, it banned corporations from hiring quote-unquote Chinese or Mongolian people and specified no Chinese shall be employed on any state, county, municipal, or other public work except in punishment for crime. 3 years later, the Federal Chinese Exclusion Act would bar all Chinese laborers from immigrating altogether. It was in this hateful, volatile atmosphere that that white Californians began setting arson fires in Chinatowns. It was easy to burn down entire settlements because laws often restricted what parts of town they could live in, clustering everyone in the same few blocks. The day after Antioch's Chinatown was emptied, it was physically eradicated. As churchgoers left Sunday services, rumors began to spread that some Chinese residents had returned home. No one now living can reveal what exactly happened next, but by 8 p.m., someone had set Chinatown on fire. A crowd of onlookers and the local fire brigade looked on as flames engulfed homes and buildings. Very little was done to stay the progress of the fire, Wire Report noted, although crews must have gone into action at some point to prevent white homes and businesses from being damaged. The Caucasian torch, wrote the Bee, lighted the way of... I'm not even going to finish their quote. Ugh. By morning, all but two Chinatown's buildings were razed. The news was met with enthusiasm throughout the state. The actions of the citizens of this place will, without doubt, meet with the hearty approval of every man, woman, and child on the Pacific Coast, the Chronicle cheered. Ew, ew, ew. Fuck the Chronicle. Ugh. Fuck the Chronicle. I was just, side note, I was like writing about this the other day of how the San Francisco Chronicle has always just been fucking, it's been so fucking awful. I know awful is not a very specific word, but just fucking racist and discriminatory. A few newspapers cautioned that legislation, not arson, was the preferred way to eliminate Chinese people from their communities. The only prominent voice against the Antioch violence was San Francisco's famed Emperor Norton, although his grievance was also colored by economic concerns. Ugh. Yeah. And they have a lot more information here. Scrolling down in the article, the events of 1876 had a century of ramifications for the demographics of Antioch. Although some Chinese people did eventually return to do business in the area, almost none felt safe permanently settling there again. Nearly 100 years later, the 1960 census recorded a little over 17,000 people living in the town. 99.6% were white. Just 12 residents were Chinese. That finally began to change, however, in the 80s and 90s as Antioch's population boomed. The Contra Costa County town, ideal for commuters who couldn't afford San Francisco real estate prices, grew and changed. 62,000 people lived there in 1990 and 3,043 identified as AAPI. The 2010 census showed white people had become the minority for the first time. 10% of the population is Asian American. Below the waterfront part of town, some of the tunnels were occasionally resurfaced by construction work. They were remarkably sturdy, with entrances framed in brick. During Prohibition, they were supposedly used by rum runners. They were built, it seems, for centuries of use. Wow. So this full article you can find at SF Gate. It was written by Katie Dowd on April 7th, and again, we'll post a link to that on our website. I also did want to share a couple other headlines that we'll post links to. I'm not up for reading the whole thing right now. And yeah, I am really fucking, I've been doing the show for a long time and I care a lot about it and it means a lot to me. And it's, you know, clearly emotional and intense things that we're talking about here. And it just feels, you know, it's, again, it's like the very least I can do. And also sometimes it feels like fucking uphill even just sharing what other people have written. So this is an article from the Innocence Project. New Mexico governor signs historic legislation to end qualified immunity. New Mexico becomes the second state in the nation to end qualified immunity. This is written by their staff. I'll just read the first paragraph here. Today, New Mexico became the second state in the nation to abolish qualified immunity when Governor Lujan Grisham signed the New Mexico Civil Rights Act into law. In addition to eliminating qualified immunity, this historic legislation will allow New Mexicans, including the wrongfully convicted, to discover damages from the government when their constitutional rights are violated, while also providing incentives for government employees to respect and uphold constitutional rights. And there's some more there. Again, we'll post a link, weeklyrev.org. I also wanted to share some upcoming events that folks can check out. April 23rd at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, hosted by TNS and Real Food Media, Dr. Rupa Maria and Ade Romero Briones in conversation with Anna Lappe. The series called Roots of Resilience in an Age of Crisis. This is called Stolen Land, The Struggle for Rematriation, brings Dr. Rupa Maria and Ade Romero Briones of FND I-303 together to share strategies toward a vision that protects and uplifts native agroecological traditions with host Anna Lappe. They have a link to register. We'll share a link on our site. I'll do that when I get home. And also Sean Dorsey, who's an incredible dancer and choreographer, has a new show that's up, and I wanted to share how folks can check out at home what that is about and how to access that. So let me bring it up here. And I do believe there's a video of it. And this is called the Sean Dorsey Dance at Home season, April 16th to April 18th, 2021. Tickets are free and registration is required. We'll provide a link as well. You can also go to bit.ly/SDD2021@home. Join us for our first look at Sean Dorsey Dance's new multi-year project, The Lost Art of Dreaming, explores and creates expansive futures for our communities. And there's a link here that is says MB. Oops, I'm gonna just read the caption here so I can. It keeps on going before I can pause it. Okay, ambient electronic music by Anomi Bell. Anomi Bell. So there will be online and closed caption. Again, this is April 16th to the 18th. You can go to www.seandorseydance.com for more information. And, yeah. Okay, so that is it for real. Okay, it's been about an hour and a half. I think I'm good to go. We'll provide links at weeklyrev.org. If you'd like, please donate to our Patreon, patreon.com/weeklyrev. And you can find more information on our website. We'll play some music here before we go. And hope to see you all next week. I did buy a new Pete... Well, it's not new. It's from the 60s. But it's new for me. A Pete Seeger record. And there's a couple of songs on it. One's called Hobo's Lullaby, which has some great lyrics in it. Another one is Last Train to Nuremberg. So I'm feeling like that one right now. And we'll be back next week.
Last train to Nuremberg, last train to Nuremberg, last train to Nuremberg, all on board. Do I see Lieutenant Calley? Do I see Captain Medina? Do I see General Coster and all his crew? Do I see President Nixon? Do I see both houses of Congress? Do I see the voters, me and you? Last train to Nuremberg, last train to Nuremberg, last train to Nuremberg, all on board. Last train to Nuremberg, last train to Nuremberg, last train to Nuremberg, all on board. Who held the rifle? Who gave the order? Who planned the campaign to lay waste the land? Who manufactured the bullet? Who paid the taxes? Tell me, is this blood upon my hand? Last train to Nuremberg, last train to Nuremberg, last train to Nuremberg, all on board. Last train to Nuremberg, last train to Nuremberg, last train to Nuremberg, all on board. If 500,000 mothers went to Washington saying, bring all our boys home without delay, would the man they came to see say he was too busy? Would he say he had to watch a football game? Last train to Nuremberg, last train to Nuremberg, last train to Nuremberg, all on board. Last train to Nuremberg, last train to Nuremberg, last train to Nuremberg, all on board.
Are you tired of swimming through a sea of podcasts? Are ye on a raft without a paddle? Well, gather around me, sea dogs, and get aboard me pirate ship as we set sail for the seas of MutinyRadio.fm. From there, you can captain your own pirate ship as you sail through over 44 different shows for all of your listening pleasures. They've got live comedy to small business advice, LGBTQ-friendly to sports, vinyl to gutter punk. MutinyRadio.fm has the best programming the Internet Ocean has to offer you. I bet my peg leg on it, or I ain't Scurvy Shitface McRat.
As the world gets wackier and less predictable in every way, it is more important than ever for us to all remember our roots. We wouldn't be here today if our ancestors hadn't had the capacity and the skills to take care of themselves and their communities using the resources in the natural world around them and their own two hands. My name is Wonia Thibault of Buckskin Revolution and Alone Season 6, and I started Buckskin Revolution not just to empower people with a wider range of skills to meet their basic needs, but also to inspire them with a sense of fulfillment and connection that comes with living a little closer to the earth and using our bodies, our minds, and our very DNA for what they evolved to do, to help us thrive without the need for modern technology and industry. If that sounds appealing to you, I hope you'll join me for the Fall 2020 Buckskin Revolution Online Skills Gathering, an 8-week learning experience designed to work within any schedule. It involves pre-recorded classes, live interactive sessions, and online community learning support from both myself and your fellow students. The need for these skills has never been more pressing, and Buckskin Revolution is working hard to bring them to you. I hope you can join us.
Get connected with yourself and the world around you at buckskinrevolution.com.
Billy Bob, you ever want to be funny?
Well, my dogs think I'm funny, Daryl.
Well, I mean, you ever want to be, like, in front of an audience? Like, other than, like, squirrels, dogs, and dead persons?
Oh, shoot. From time to time, I've given it a thought or two.
You know, if you go to Joke Workshop, there's more than two peoples paying attention to your jokes, and they ain't even gonna be jerks about it.
Daryl, are you serious? I can get people to listen to my jokes?
And they'll even say nice things to you before they tell you how to get improvements.
No way. What is this dag-nabbit thing called?
It's Joke Workshop.
Joke Workshop?
Yep, every Monday, 6 to 8 p.m. on the Mutant Radius.
So you're saying I could tell my jokes every Monday from 6 to 8?
That's what I'm saying. It's the Joke Workshop Mondays, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Mutant Radius. Yahoo!
I'm Michael Spiegelman.
And I am Carl Not Spiegelman.
Join us every Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on MutinyRadio.fm for...
Let's watch a full-length movie on...
YouTube. We watch the best movies that... aren't they good?
Well, they're chosen by
Here's
you.
His theme song again. Bye.
Okay, bye. Watch a full-length movie on YouTube with Michael Spiegelman.
San Francisco, what are you doing this week? Come join Mutiny Radio Presents for four different comedy shows supporting local businesses in the Mission District and beyond. On Sunday, join us in the Tenderloin at Resolute Wine Bar, 678 Geary, for Barrel of Laughs at Resolute, an amazing comedy show with the best wines curated by Resolute. On Wednesdays, join us at Asiento at and 21st and Bryant for dinner and a show at Asiento. Delicious tapas, incredible drinks, hilarious comedy Wednesday nights at 7:30. On Fridays at 7 o'clock, join us outside MutinyRadio.fm here at 21st and Florida, 7 o'clock for outdoor comedy, socially distanced, in the Street. And Saturdays, join us at Atlas Cafe SF at 20th and Alabama for Titans of Comedy every Saturday at 2 o'clock. Hey, keep supporting local businesses and comedy here in San Francisco with your friends at Mutiny Radio.
St. Valentine's Day Mascara, streaming live on Facebook, Sunday, February 14th, 11 a.m., an international affair hosted by Ms. Noir.
Do you crave a carnal comfort? Are you longing for some lecherous lines? Is it seduction from a sultry sonnet that you seek in? Or would you rather be ravished by a villain and bride? Care to venture a little voyeuristic versification with this lyrical libertine? Or could this wanton wordsmith maybe with an appetite for an allegorical adultery? Why not slake your literary lustings in a personal one-on-one?
St. Valentine's Day Mascara.
St. Valentine's Day Mascara.
St. Valentine's Day Mascara. 14th of February 2021. 11 a.m. PST, Facebook Live. A date for everyone. Hosted by Ms. Noir.
The Ministry of Lava manages our national lava resources to ensure that we will always have a steady supply of lava to operate the nation's active volcanoes, which in turn power our cities and methamphetamine labs. As a matter of national security, we need to reduce our dependence on foreign lava, which means an expansion of domestic lava drilling. As your chancellor, I will build lava wells all over the country, as well as secure access to more lava fields by invading Hawaii. Imagine orange gold spurting out from school playgrounds on the Great Plains and illuminating the Nebraska sky like fireworks on the 4th of July. Magma oozing over the rolling hills of Kentucky. Volcanic ash settling gently over homes in New England like fresh gray snow. If you want global lava markets to continue to be dominated by terriblest regimes like Iceland, Chile, and the Philippines, vote for my opponent, who sits in their back pocket as comfortably as Pahoehoe on the slopes of Kilauea. If you want the United States to stay competitive in the era of peak lava and beyond, then take a chance on the Chancellor.
Are you looking for local handcrafted leather goods? Look no further than Skin on Skins, a local mission leather working shop. All original pieces handcrafted for you. Jackets, belts, purses, jewelry, everything made out of leather. You need your bicycle seat fixed? You want it in cool leather? Under can do it. You have a motorcycle that you want to fit out with side bags and cool stuff? Talk to Under. Go to skinonskins.com. That's SKINONSKINS.com. You just went to Folsom Street Fair and you don't have enough leather? Go see Under. Everything is handcrafted and understated quality. Fine leather, handcrafted goods for all of your needs. He also does fixes. Maybe you love that jacket. He'll put the zipper back in. Talk to Under at skinonskins.com at 20th and Mission. Check them out at skinonskins.com.
LSD FAP, acid fapping, fapping and acid fapping, fapping and acid, fap, 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 acid. Thank you. That song is called Acid and Fapping.
What is flat black plastic? What could it be? It's exactly what you think it is. Flat black plastic. Vinyl. Records. Round. Played. Mixed. All for you every Saturday from noon to two by Scotto Walker. Amazing artist, music DJ,
vinyl enthusiast. That is flat black plastic.
This is Tushar Mathers with Mutiny Radio. Big up to the number one station, the ruling nation. Give it to me every time.
My name is Breakfast, and I'm running for Chancellor of the United States of America. For too long, we have gone without a chancellor who is willing to take bold leaps of faith and logic to create new possibilities for our great, big, fat nation. As your chancellor, I will balance the budget on the head of a pin, give entertaining speeches, have scandalous affairs, write strongly worded letters to unpopular foreign leaders, look good on camera, end all hunger, crime, abuse, war, disease, disasters, sadness, depression, oppression, repression, suppression, transgression, obsession, expression, impression, regression, and digression by signing pieces of paper that express my disapproval of such things. And invest in an American flag pin to be worn prominently on my stylish jackets. It's time to work together to take the country back from us and return it to ourselves. It's time to turn this country around and drive it into opposing traffic. It's time to take a chance on the Chancellor.
Yep. It's Bug House Square. It's Tuesday. It's 6 o'clock. Well, it's not Tuesday. It's not 6 o'clock either.
Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? I've been hearing his name all over the land.
Hey, this week on Bughouse Square, it's
well, what is a vigilante?
It's the third, and I'm not sure how long I keep track of this, but this is the third. We're still working the bugs out. I listened to that last week's show, and there were some a couple of glitches in there. Not sure what's going on, but we're forging ahead in these days of quarantine. I hope you're keeping your sanity and listening to a lot of music and doing helpful things for those around you, if there is any, those around you. This week, as far as music, I'm just picking. Got a little Easter thing going on. We got one more week. Yep, one more week. Not even. It's less than a week. Then I can start drinking again. I'm gargling like three times a day just to, it's I got it under control. But this is we're still in the house, in the room. What can you do? But I got a lot of good music, so stick around. Thanks for doing what you got to do to do.
And he said, unite all you working men. Killed him in the river. Some strange man was then a vigilante man. Why does a vigilante man carry that sawed-off shotgun in his hand? Would he shoot his brother and sister down? I rambled around from town to town. I rambled around from town to town. And they herded us around like a wild herd of cattle. Was that the vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? I've heard his name all over the land.
Cool and we are sweet for the fire in your is almost through. Little left to do. After all, I've tried for 3 years. Seems like 30. Seems like 30.
Stupid on a